I'll have to fight him to the death, or her. Fight him or her to the death.
We'll do like a blind tasting, and whoever wins gets a taste.
You know, chess boxing. Yep. It can be like tasting and boxing at the same time.
Yes.
Or
amazing.
Tasting and chess.
Chess tasting.
Each one's a shot of like a shot of beer, and as I don't know, yeah, I'll work on.
We'll work
concepts.
Out. Yeah.
That sounds fun. Right, welcome to Sessionable episode 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is our guilty pleasures episode. We've all brought in something that we love, but we're not that proud of.
We know we shouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm ashamed of this one. Which is the one we're starting off with.
You probably should be.
I should be, but I'm not.
It's a pretty good fallback.
Yeah, I think it's probably the best macro-brewed beer in Australia.
Okay.
Would you agree with that?
Without getting to that whole...
Not that it's Australian-owned or anything, but it is the Tui's old.
I think some of the Cascade stuff, like the Harvest and the...
Yeah, but that's like not something you can always get, though, is it?
No, true. This is a lot bigger.
This is a year-round.
Well, it's more than a year. Like, this is just one of the biggest beers in Australia, right? Really. Mm.
So you did say it's 2 years old, right?
Indeed.
Yeah.
I haven't had one of these for a long time.
No, neither. I mean, yeah, it's not bad.
And it's just, you know...
It actually has some flavour.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's one of those first dark beers that I had. Australian dark beers, anyway. Of course, I had Guinness before that because everyone has Guinness when they're young.
Yeah, and I think Guinness is to blame for a lot of people saying, "Oh, I don't like dark beer."
Yeah,
I think to be honest, Tui's old as well is probably part of that.
Maybe,
but no, I think this is a lot easier to drink than Guinness.
More sessionable, would you say?
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, not for us, but
it's definitely not a craft beer nerd's beer, right? But that's not what it's meant to be. It's a old man's beer, right? Would you say?
Yeah.
Well, you're the old man on the podcast.
That's a perception, isn't it?
Is that why it's called old?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I thought it was meant to be
like an old
ale or something.
Yeah, it's something to do, because, you know, it's like the whole top ferment, bottom ferment, and it's the opposite of Tui's new. Mm. Tui's old.
Yeah.
I suppose so.
I'm sure there's some
I'm not really sure what the marketing position is on that one.
Yeah.
Well, I think our producer's about to correct us on that. But so, Adrian, why? What about this beer do you really enjoy?
Basically, it's widely available. It's inoffensive. You know, if I go to a crappy pub with some mates, and this is the only good beer on tap. This is the only reasonable beer on tap. I'll definitely have this over, say, New or Carlton Draft or whatever.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I'd drink this over New or Carlton Draft or VB or 4X.
But, I mean, now that Lion owns Little Creatures, I'm beginning to see that at more places as well, so that's a good thing.
Little Creatures?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just all those pubs that have that... Like the Lion owns their taps, gives them the options to put that on.
Yeah.
My producer said that Tui's old is actually brewed for a shorter period of time than Tui's new.
Interesting.
Which is... actually the newer old... Yeah. Than the older new.
What?
Deception.
Yeah. all right. Yeah.
I remember... I think the first black and tan I had was a Tui's old and the Tui's new.
The classic 50-50, yeah.
50-50.
Damn straight.
And I called it Tui's now.
It's got an interesting colour. It looks like flat Coke, doesn't it?
It does.
You know, it really brings, like, when I drink it, I think of, like, you know, like those homebrew extract kits.
Just
that can of syrup.
Yeah.
It's got that real syrupy vibe going. It is like flat Coke, yeah.
Yeah.
Still has that bit of like a soapy dishwater lagery thing going on, but I could happily do
that. And it's pretty clean. Like, it's got flavour, but it's still pretty clean finish. And
it's not that far off like a Dunkelweiss.
No. In terms of flavour and colour. I agree with that. I don't... It's... Yeah. I don't hate this.
I think I...
Did you want to hate it?
Yeah.
I unlocked a badge on Untapped with Tui's Old, and everyone gave me flack for it. It's not that bad. Come on, guys.
No, I mean, it's all about where you are at the time. Like, if you're, you know, outside the tap house, sculling along you of Tui's Old, then that's probably not cool. But if you're in a pub where that's probably the best beer they got on tap, then it's all good.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely. Beer full stop, like in the bottle even.
Yeah. It's funny that place that have shit beer on tap don't also have shit beer in the bottle.
Yeah, funny that. It's almost like they don't care or something.
Wow. Mm. Yeah. No, I'm enjoying this.
That's all right.
It said in the bottle ale, but isn't it actually a lager? I don't know. I'm not sure.
It does say draft ale.
Yeah.
Surprisingly refreshing draft ale is the description on the bottle. We're back to 2 years old now.
Maybe they don't cold.
Does that mean it uses an ale yeast?
Maybe. I mean,
I don't know. It is quite lagerish in characteristic.
Mm.
Yeah, they probably.
Wikipedia says dark ale, so it has to be a dark ale.
Okay. Well, yeah. So if Wikipedia says it, then it must be true.
Give me 2 minutes. I can change that.
we'll throw a link to the Wikipedia page for you guys.
Yeah, it is made with an ale yeast, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's probably like fermented at colder temperatures, or
no? Because if it's an ale yeast, then it's
all right. So we've got we've all brought our guilty pleasures, so we might go on to the next one. So Liam, I think you brought this one.
Yeah. So this is something that I have quite a lot on the way home. It's something I pick up at work and have my roadie. And it's not actually a beer. It's ginger beer.
Okay.
Alcoholic ginger beer. So it's... This is the Lick Pier ginger beer.
Okay. So this is from the guys who do Dos Blocos, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think it's called Ninth East Brewing or something like that.
I really
don't like Dos Blocos at all. But, So they do Dos Blocos, they do the ginger beer, and then they do like a cider, Fog City.
Oh, Fog City,
And there's like a Sangria Fog City as well, which is weird sort of cyber Sangria hybrid.
It's interesting, yeah. So this is the Lick Pier, and this is your guilty pleasure, Liam. So, I've got ginger up my nose.
That's really
ginger. It's pretty fiery.
Yeah. Mm. Got a bit of a cold, that'll clear the sinuses.
Yeah, it's got a bit of burn to it, that's why I like it.
Mm.
I suppose if you're not into ginger, you're going to hate this, but...
I love ginger, so I like ginger beer.
So this is like sort of like my walking home roadie.
Yeah,
but really like, to make it even like more formal, sometimes when I get home, I have this, it's like Gosling's Black Spice Rum.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it's double trouble.
Dark and stormy.
Hmm.
I was having a...
Call it the dark and moody.
Yeah.
I was having a ginger beer the other night at the Matzo's, which...
Yeah.
I think it's better than this one. It has a lot more ginger fire to it. Bit less sweet as well.
It's a bit sweet.
Yeah, this is a bit sweet, but I don't mind that too much.
I don't even see this as being alcoholic. It's more like a soft drink, I think.
Yeah, it's 4%, so it's not, like, weak. It's that's a fairly standard sort of... you know, strength. So is it just ginger, or...?
Well, it's usually ginger and a bit of sugar, I think.
Well, I was talking to, I think it was Keith from Hunter, and he was saying that for their ginger beer, they put in a lot of chilli as well, which sort of adds a lot of the heat.
Oh, okay.
I know, like, in homebrew, when you do ginger beer, you can get, like, ginger extract to, like, really kick it up a notch as well, which is like a... I think it's like a syrup as well, like an essence thing that it like can make it extra gingery.
That is, yeah, that's got a lot of heat to it. That's quite nice. It is quite sweet.
It is quite sweet, yeah.
But it's pretty good. So, why are you guilty about this one? Like, what?
Because it's a soft drink. It's like...
It is basically a soft drink.
I mean, it's basically an RTD, right?
It's Bundaberg's.
Yeah, that's why. Because for me, it tastes exactly like Bundaberg with a bit of a kick to it, like alcoholic wise. So I don't know. For me, it's something. It's a good thing to just crack when you walk into the pub, just to get you going. To drink real beer afterwards. But
yeah,
I mean, it is really sweet, and it is, that's why it's a guilty pleasure. I like it, but it is, it's a soft drink.
What's your roadie of choice, Tom?
I guess my roadie of choice, it's usually, I'll probably go, it depends where I'm going from. If I'm like going from the shop, I will, and I need a roadie, probably just pick up a bottle of Hop Hog or something and drink that out of the paper bag. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, no, I've done that with Stone and Wood.
Stone and Wood as well, that's a good
Two
roadie.
Bird Sunset as well.
Yeah. Two Birds, yeah.
Because, I don't know, for me, normally if I'm having something out of a paper bag, I'm going to be drinking it quite fast.
Yeah.
And so sometimes something like really hoppy isn't the best thing to be drinking
fast. That's true.
Yeah.
One of my mates used to find some Orval and use it as a roadie.
Oh,
that's extreme.
That's a, yeah.
That's maximum respect. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Brown paper bagging.
Orval. And it'll look so weird in a brown paper bag as well, because the funky shape of the bottle. So, this is quite nice. I mean, I can imagine just drinking this, on the way to work.
It goes down easy.
So, my guilty pleasure, we'll move on to mine, and then we'll discuss in guilty pleasures and the concept of them a bit broader after that. My guilty pleasure is also not a beer. Which, I have a habit of bringing cider to a beer fight.
Do that quite a fair bit, actually, don't you? Now your second cider you've brought on this show?
No, I brought the other one.
Oh, was that you that brought
Adrian
the other
one? The first one, yeah. But, Tom was significantly better than this one. So this cider, this is the James Squires Orchid Crush.
So you're not even a craft cider.
Is it, though?
No wonder you're guilty.
What is craft cider? I'm sure we've asked this before.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's by my definition, I'm not going to go into detail, but it's not craft. But I quite enjoy it. I think it's, one of the nicer ciders on the market, one of the nicer Australian ciders on the market. I think it's not just a pure sugar taste. It's actually got some tartness, some interesting complexity.
So this is like relatively new. It only came out this year or late last year?
Yeah, pretty recently.
I wouldn't have a clue.
I think it was fairly recent.
The thing that alarms me, it doesn't actually say where it's brewed on the bottle. It says it might be made at the Malt Travel Brewery or it might not be. Made by or under license for malt.
Yeah, the big boys do that.
I guess they brew the... they don't. They print the label in bulk and then just
put it on,
paste it wherever they bottle it.
Yeah, room to do it wherever.
Yeah, which, I mean, you can do if you're a big company. I quite like this. For me, this is, a lot of the pubs I go into will have like this on tap and then all macro beer.
Mm.
And so I'd go for this. That's sort of the...
And then you go for a green and black of...
This and old.
This and old. Maybe.
Well, should we do a blend at the end of
God.
Old Orchid Crush and...
That might actually be... I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I think we'll definitely...
I am liking the range of colours on this table. That is kind of light green, brownish.
So, you know, I was quite surprised. This actually has a bit of apple flavour to it.
Yeah, it doesn't just taste like apple lolly sugar water. It actually tastes like... apple, and it's got some interesting cider flavours. It's got some complexity, some depth.
The ginger beer was sweeter than this is.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons I really like this cider. Mm. I do enjoy a nice cider. And I think this isn't the best one on the Australian market. I'd say, the Thorogood stuff, Willie Smith's, there is better stuff out there, but I'd rate this higher than a lot of so-called craft ciders.
Has Willie Smith released... I know they were doing a cider, barrel-aging it in some Tasmanian whiskey barrels.
Ooh!
That sounds... Yeah, they're doing a limited release in a 750 bottle soon, apparently.
Has that come out yet? Because I really want to try that.
I really want to try that as well. We might... When that comes out, we might do that.
Yeah, if we got our hands on one, that'd be... Because I think it's going to be pretty limited.
But. Yeah.
Barrel-aged cider episode.
Yeah. Just barrel-aged ciders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just one...
No, I've got the 8-wide as well.
Oh, right, yeah. The one that we didn't drink the other night.
Yeah. That was the other cider that I've brought to a beer.
That's right. Yeah.
Nobody wanted it. I'm sure it's nice. It's 8 wide, right?
Yeah, that's why I brought it. Anyway.
That's not a cider.
Yeah, no, I really do want to try that one.
So what do you guys think of this James Squires? Because I like it, but I'd be interested to know.
I don't mind it.
I'd be interested to get some validation.
I really couldn't. I don't know what I'd feel like after having, like, a decent session on it. Like,
yeah.
I prefer more tart and drier ciders.
Look, for something that came out of Lion Nathan's portfolio, it's actually not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's better than Five Seeds.
It's not really hard to. I mean, it is pretty hard to stuff up a cider. You'd have to do some really bad stuff to really bad cider, I think.
I've tried some ciders from, you know, small producers, craft cider companies. I was just making hand signals there to...
Air quotes.
In air quotes. I forgot this isn't a visual medium. yeah, the so-called craft cider that are a lot worse than this, that are just sweet, champagne-y, apple-lolly sugar water.
I guess that's the main issue with some ciders, that it's way too sweet.
But I think that's because that's what the Australian market thinks of when they think of cider.
I think that's changing, though.
I think it is.
Yeah.
But I think that's, like, whenever, like, Willie Smith's, whenever I serve that to someone, they go, wait, this is a cider? Because it's cloudy, and it's a bit darker than a, you know, Five Seeds or Strongbow or a cider that's trying to imitate that sort of thing. Whereas that's what I really appreciate about the James Squire one, is that it's from you know, one of the biggest companies in Australia in terms of alcohol, and it's actually got some interesting qualities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for a mass-produced cider, I think it's actually not that bad. Yeah. It's been a long time since I've had. I don't think I've ever had a night where I've just drank cider the whole night.
I don't think I have either. Maybe. Oh, I have. I have had a night where I've just drunk cider, but it was for a cider thing. So, you know. No.
Shaking my head at both of you.
It's not a visual medium, Adrian.
That's why I said it.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm going to do a blend, I think.
Ooh.
So, cider going into the ginger beer. That'll blend nicely, I think.
I'm going to do the... Oh, maybe I should do the ginger beer and old. That might actually do.
Oh, look at the colour of that.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like when you put lemonade into Coke. Like, or squash into Coke.
So Adrian's made his own blend of liquor beer, ginger...
Is that technically a diesel?
Old.
Well, yeah, sure, why not?
That's actually worse than the sum of its parts, I think.
Because I actually think the cider and the ginger beer go quite nicely together. They, yeah.
Doesn't look any different.
Pardon? Well, I haven't, yeah. No, it doesn't, does it? The apple sort of mutes a lot of the cider heat, though.
The ginger heat.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Mm. So what are some guilty pleasure pubs? Pleasure pubs. What are some pubs that you guys consider guilty pleasures to go into?
For me, I'd say the Abercrombie is one of those guilty pleasure pubs for me. I'm in the area quite often, and they've got good lunch deals, so I often go there for lunch with
friends.
Which
one's the Abercrombie?
Pardon? It's the one on the corner of Broadway and Abercrombie Street. The one with all the tartan everywhere, and it looks really sort of like... hipstery.
Okay.
It is very hipstery. Yeah.
I guess it's called Abercrombie's.
Yeah, it's so...
They do some, like, a cocktail which comes in, like, a Ziploc bag with a glow stick in it.
What?
Yeah. So you basically get, like, a Ziploc bag with a straw hanging out of it. I think they do some sort of deep-fried Mars bar.
Yeah, they do.
Or
yeah.
deep-fried
or
gay time,
gay
I think
times,
it is.
Golden Gay Times. And they've got $10... why are we advertising for the Abercrombie? But anyway,
you said it.
I did. That's one of my guilty pleasure pubs. And they've got this on tap. So that's what I drink when I'm there, usually. That or Kosciuszko Pale Ale.
Triple mix.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So I just poured the cider into the old and ginger beer mix.
So I think, I think it's coming alive.
It looks like dishwater.
It probably tastes like it, too.
So what about you, Adrian, as far as a guilty pub?
I don't really go there anymore, but I used to go to the Doncaster pub in Kensington for trivia.
Okay.
So they didn't have anything good on. I usually get old.
Yeah.
But it's really good trivia there, so I used to like going there. Haven't been there in a while because the band broke up, as in the trivia team.
Yeah. Oh.
So, yeah, but it's good there.
Yeah, okay.
I think mine would probably be the Clock.
Yeah, but the Clock, that doesn't count. That's got craft beer on tap.
One.
But they've had some bloody good stuff on tap. They had Rottenbach Grand Cru on tap at one point.
Yeah, I was trying to keep that on the lowdown for a little while. I thought no one else found out about it.
As soon as everyone figured it out, that
was
gone.
It left that day, yeah.
Actually, the Clock's bottle shop has had a decent selection for a lot longer than they've had the craft tap.
Because that's probably my closest bottle shop to where I live.
Okay, yeah.
So, even though I work in the bottle shop, I do go there a fair bit. They have some decent stuff. But, I don't know, sometimes I always get roped into going to the Clock with other people, and that's probably it. I don't know, it's full of wankers, but it's a nice pub, actually. It's just
what pub
full
in
of
Sydney
people.
Isn't full of wankers?
Yeah.
Very true.
Say no more.
So, like, while we're still talking about guilty pleasures, like, how guilty do you feel about your guilty pleasures? Because I know Tom is quite proud of his guilty pleasure in his orca crush.
Yeah.
Do you still keep it in the paper bag, or do you rock it with pride?
I wouldn't say I feel guilty or not guilty about it. It's just whatever.
Yeah.
You got to own it a bit, eh?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I think it's a guilty pleasure. It's not something you should be ashamed of. It's something you should enjoy, but be like, yeah.
You know you shouldn't, but you still do.
Yeah, but you still do, exactly. Yeah. I think it's, it sometimes comes as a shock to my friends when I'm at a pub and I'll order the cider on tap as opposed to a beer. But then I'll be like, well, it's so much better than all the beer here. So that's why.
Mm.
All right, now I do feel a bit guilty about these next two beers. just because I think it's a different type of guilt, though. It's more like an indulgent guilt.
Mm.
It's like, oh, just too much of a good thing, right?
Yeah. Well, okay, so just to cap off the whole guilty pleasure thing, I thought I'd bring in a couple of beers that I had around for a little while, and one of them wasn't available in Australia until I think like this week.
Yeah.
So I thought
it was a few days ago as of.
Yeah. So I thought I might as well bring him in and crack it because I've been holding on for a little while and there's no point now seeing as I can just get another one. So I brought the two Rogue Voodoo Donut beers.
So we've got Voodoo 1 and Voodoo 2 in front of us. Voodoo 1 is the famous bacon maple ale that's been available in Australia on and off for a while. And Voodoo 2, what's Voodoo 2, Liam?
Voodoo 2 is a chocolate, peanut, butter, and banana ale, which I don't know if I'm going to like, but I've got to say, I
like
actually
all those things by themselves.
Yeah. Kind of like your master blend you got going on at the moment.
I'm not going to finish that, no way.
No, I put them all together as well.
Yeah. I mean, I actually really liked the Voodoo 1. I know it copped a lot of flack with a lot of people, and they didn't like it.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was
great. I love this beer, and it's awesome. Luckily, I was in Portland when this was first released, or not long after it was first released, and so I actually got to have a bottle of Voodoo Donut at Voodoo Donut.
Oh, did you actually have the donut?
Yeah.
What was it like in comparison?
Oh, another reason why I really like it, because at the Voodoo Donut, I think there's two or three maybe Voodoo Donut stores in Portland.
Yep.
And I went, there's like, it seems to be no matter when you go, because they're open almost 24 hours, I think, quite late. Yep. There's always a line. So they actually had like, so you line up for about 15, 20 minutes just to get in. And then they have like the counter with all the donuts. And then as you walk around the counter to pay, they had set up a rogue table and you could buy bottles of the Voodoo Donut. So I had to do the double up and do the beer and the beer and the donut. And so the donut is like a bar with maple syrup and just like three pieces of bacon on top. And that is nowhere near by far their most decadent donut they have there. There was one, I think, there was one called the Old Dirty Bastard, which...
I think I saw a picture of that.
Yeah, which had like, I think, crushed up Fruit Loops on top. And I believe there was one which had like Pepto-Bismol, which is like antacids. Like, I don't know if that's still available, but I believe that was one that was around for a little while. So, yeah, and I really think the beer is actually the exact donut in a glass. Mm. It really works. And when I was at the Rogue Bar in Portland, they were saying that they actually had kegged some of this. And they didn't quite realise, because there was so much maple syrup in it, it actually froze in the line.
Oh, no.
So they actually couldn't serve it. So they had to take the beer back to the brewery to try and bottle it again.
What and, I love... Yeah, well,
sorry, go on.
Oh, I was just going to say, what I love about the Voodoo One, the bacon maple, is just... It's got such an interesting smoky flavour. Mm. It's not a smoky flavour you get in other smoky beers.
Like Schlenkerlers or... Yeah.
My housemate called it... artificial smoke or something like that.
Like liquid smoke. You can buy like,
yeah. Yeah, liquid smoke. That's what he said.
But it's also got that like maple wood almost and maple syrup. Oh, I really like this beer. A lot of, like, yeah, it does receive a bit of flack from the beer nerd community, I'd say. But I disagree with that. I do really enjoy this beer.
I think we are in the minority in liking this beer.
Yeah, so that's why I thought I'd bring this in for a guilty pleasure thing, because although I don't think this is a guilty pleasure, some people would consider this beer a guilty pleasure. And, like, everything about it's just so over the top.
It's it is decadent.
A giant fluoro pink bottle. Mm. It actually has bacon, like, pork in it. Like, you do get a bit of, like, a pork fat coating on the back of your tongue.
It says on the bottle, like, not suitable for vegetarians.
Yeah. Right. And it's actually the world's first beer designed to be matched with a donut. And it actually works really well with donuts as well.
You think it's worth the asking price?
What's it going for in Australia? Around $25 or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not sure I would get it more than once, but...
I have, actually, but... Yeah.
I thought it was worth trying once.
Hmm.
Oh, it definitely. Definitely is.
I think I've had about maybe three or four of them. And the interesting thing, different batches have had different levels of, like, of maple and... Mm.
Well, because this bottle's a few months old, right? Or...
Yeah, this is one of the ones that came from Australia.
Okay, yeah. So, whereas the... we tried one a while ago, I think just after... you brought one in that was super fresh. It was like...
Yeah, so basically...
Like a week old or something.
My sister was in the States, so I'd asked her to get some beers from Rogue for me. And I didn't know that the second one had been released. And she was literally... they'd run out of the first one. So say she was at the bar. And they said, we literally have a truck coming from the brewery right now. And she was there as they accepted the delivery. And she took it. And that was her last day in the States. So she gave it to me like 2 days later. So literally it was 3 days out
and
of
then,
the brewery.
Yeah, and then we drank it. Like
and we cracked it like, the very first day, the first chance I got. And that was...
And it was actually, it was a really interesting experience seeing how different... Because we'd had it before.
Yeah.
Seeing how different it was fresh. Like, it was really nice.
Yeah. So this one has come via the Australian distributors, which are Phoenix, and I've had this for a little while as well, but...
Yeah. This is from the last batch that came to Australia, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, do we want to try Voodoo 2? Now, I've actually had this beer before. I had it 2 days ago. Sorry.
Did you like it?
Why don't we all try it?
Yeah, that doesn't sound good. So I didn't actually know it would be this. It's a dark beer.
Yeah, so I think the bacon maple ale is a base like amber ale, or whereas this is a base porter, I think.
See, I didn't know that. Yeah. Now this has a real sort of artificial
banana flavor.
Banana in the nose. It's like those banana lollies.
It's kind of weird that they went for an artificial flavour, because you can get the banana flavour from using...
Well, I think they added banana to it, but to get actual banana flavour, you need to have a certain, like, do something to the banana that gives it, I don't know.
Yeah. Hmm.
Whereas, if they just use Weizen yeast, then...
So it's not actually as bad as I thought it would be.
I'm a big fan of the mouthfeel in this one. It's nice,
yeah.
Nice and viscous.
Maybe, because this is, I'm preferring this to the bottle I had the other day.
Well, this one I've had for, well, at least four or 5 months, I'd say.
Whereas the one I had, I don't know how old the bottle is, or if it's too fresh, like maybe this has just come together nicely.
Yeah.
Or maybe even it's just, like, it's beer and beer matching. Maybe the bacon maple ale makes this better.
Yeah, right.
I still have a bit of bacon on my mouth, like a bit of pork.
So it doesn't have as much on the palate of that artificial banana, which you get on the nose.
Don't
which is
get
quite alarming.
Much peanut butter though.
You get it's sort
I'm
of like the bacon
butter,
in the first one. You get a bit on the end palate, but not a lot.
Could use more peanut butter.
It does have that sort of like milk stout chocolatiness.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I was a bit scared to try this beer, not because I didn't think because I liked the first one so much,
yeah.
I didn't want to not like this beer, and I definitely don't think it's as good as the first one, but...
Yeah,
I don't know if I'd have it again, but...
Yeah, I don't think it's as good as the first one. I don't think it's as... It's not bad, it's not a bad beer, but
yeah.
I don't think this is as interesting as the bacon maple ale.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, it's nice, but it's... You know, like, I'd put
It's not as out there.
No. Mm. Like, I'd say this is pretty similar to, say, like, the Rogue Mocha Porter.
Mm.
But they do. It's not too far off it.
It's not as extreme.
I'll
insert Adrian's sound effect there. Yeah, so I, you know, I think that's quite nice. But I do prefer the Voodoo one.
Yeah. So do I, definitely. I would still have... buy this beer again, the Voodoo one. It is a sharing beer. I don't think anyone could ever do a whole bottle.
Challenge accepted.
Besides time.
I don't think I can do a whole bottle of that either. It's pretty
extreme. Extreme.
I mean, yeah, that is an extreme beer. And I really love the bacon maple ale. I think it's fantastic. I'm not guilty about it, but...
It's a beer that people who don't drink beer see and go, ooh, I want to try that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And now, just before we close the episode up, might ask, do we have any other guilty pleasures that we didn't bring today?
Yeah. Tell us your guilty pleasures.
So I guess my other guilty pleasure would be, it's also not a beer.
Surprise.
I don't feel guilty when I drink beer. Pardon? It's not a cider either. It's a cocktail.
Oh, God.
A Negroni. I just...
Yeah, Negroni's good.
So that's
yeah.
that's sort of my other... or a spiced ramen dry with lime. I should be really guilty about that, I think. What about you guys? Do you have any others?
I'm trying to think.
I can't... It's just no? you.
Okay,
it's
so just I've just... Yeah. Bared my soul, and...
Yeah, we'd love to get to dry for that one.
You could pull your
lip out
dry.
Actually,
I'll
you
edit
know,
that
you
all
know
out.
I like getting... Never air. I like getting gin and tonics as well.
Yeah.
I'm not guilty about gin and tonics. I love a good gin
That's
and
true.
Tonic.
I'm not guilty about it either.
Yeah, see, I don't think I have anything more of a guilty pleasure. There's definitely other drinks that I drink, but...
All right,
probably
well,
90% beer.
I'll definitely edit all that out then.
Was there anything else you wanted to talk about? I think.
Anything else you guys want to just leave me out there to dry on, or?
Yeah.
Could.
Yeah.
I'm happy about that.
Cool.
Sorry, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
Cool. I think. Well, I'm just gonna finish off the rest of my Voodoo donut.
I think that's what we're all gonna do. Well, we will see you soon. Thanks for listening to Sessionable. You can find us all on Twitter. We do have a Twitter account. I still don't have access to it.
It's been like 6 weeks now, Tom. Yeah. Jesus.
I'm going to probably contact Twitter support about that. That is at SessionableCast, but it doesn't really do
reply.
Anything.
We have a Facebook page that we have access to.
Yeah, we do have Facebook.
Which we know the password for, which is good.
Yeah, we have access to that one. So you can contact us there, or send us feedback on our website, sessionable.net/podcast.
Or send us a fax or something.
Yeah, a fax definitely works. I get that, because it's the 21st century. And I don't think I've ever used a fax machine.
I had to use one recently for the first time, and I felt like a Gumby. Yeah.
Um, Awesome. So I'm on Twitter at A Study in Beer, Liam.
The Beer Lebowski.
And
Adrian Puer.
Done. So
right on.
We'll see you on Twitter, we'll see you on Facebook, and we'll see you on the internet and in pubs as well. You can find us at pubs in Sydney.
Just any pub in
any
Sydney.
Any pub in Sydney. We'll probably be there at some point.
Yep.
I think if you tweet Tom, he can probably get to any pub in Sydney pretty quickly.
I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah.
I have a knack for just being there. All right. Cool.
Right on.
Thanks, guys.
See ya. Loving you with all